Welcome back to the Flatback 4 podcast. On this episode, we're discussing Mo Salah. Is he the best player in the world right now? We also discuss his contract with Liverpool and if we think he'll sign an extension with the Reds.
Right, lads, we're going to have a discussion here. What's going quite big in the media right now. Mo Salah, is he the best in the world? Are Liverpool going to have a deal or Mo deal with his current situation on his contract? Elliot, I'll come to you first. What do you think when it comes to Salah right now? Is he the best, most valuable player in the world right now?
I think right now he is the best player in the world. I think his performances over the last four seasons have been brilliant. Look at his records with Liverpool. Even if you just look at league goals, 32 goals, then 22, then 19, then 22. He already has 7 this season. It's the assists as well, Kenny. He's playing very well. He's doing it, and he has been doing it in the Premier League and the Champions League. So I think it's a no-brainer. Like, obviously, like Ronaldo and Messi have declined, as they naturally will. So they were obviously out on their own for so, so long. So I'm not saying, look, he's better than Ronaldo or Messi ever was. It's just at the minute, he's a better player than you'd have Salah over Ronaldo and Messi for me now, at the minute. And with the contract thing, Kennedy, Liverpool have to get it done. They have to get it done. They have to break the wage structure. I know they do. I would be furious if they don't get this done. We've seen what happened when players leave. When Suarez left, we think, great, we have 100 million or whatever it is. You go spend on Ricky Lambert, Barini, and things like that. Things might not work out. Similar when Alonso left. Only one player out of a team can really make a big difference. I know it wasn't the caliber of team we had. The thing with Salah is, he's in his prime of his career. You have to get him signed. The thing that kind of makes me happy is that, look, Barca and Real Madrid are in a bit of dire straits at the minute, so they don't have that pull that they usually would. Because usually players like that would always, it's my dream to play for Real Madrid or my dream to play for Barca. And a lot of that, I think, is, stereotypically, it's been South American players, that's their dream to play in Spain at one of the top clubs. So hopefully that plays with Liverpool's hands. I'm not sure if Liverpool will give him the deal. I hope they should, 100%. I'm not sure, but as I said, at the minute he's the best player in the world, and they have to fork out the money for him.
I think, what is it, Elliot? Has he got, 10 goals and 4 assists in all competitions this season, 11 games or 10 games?
Yeah, I think so. It's a ridiculous amount of goals. Anyway, he's top scorer in the league. He has a good few in the Champions League as well already. And then the assists to back it up.
Three goals Champions League, I think, in 2 games.
Three Champions League and 2 in the... Or sorry, 3 in Champions League, 7 in the league.
7 in the league, yeah. Joins with Vardy, right? In the Premier League. I think Vardy is the same.
Yeah.
Dixon, in your opinion there, there's a lot of players you can name off. I'll give you a couple, right? Benzema, 11 games, 11 goals, 8 assists so far this season. Lewandowski, 10 games, 13 goals, 2 assists. Mbappe, who gets all the media hype, he's got 12 goals, 5 assists, 5 goals. Haaland, 7 games, 10 goals, 4 assists. Ronaldo, 7 games, 5 goals so far. Is Salah, for you, the best player right now, most valuable player right now, from looking at him on the eye test and from just what I just gave you different players there?
Yeah, now before you mention any players, there is one other that came to my head. But it's Salah and Benzema for me at the moment. You're looking at Benzema, what he's done for that Real Madrid side, which is, like Elliot said, in dire straits at the moment. He's keeping them above water single-handedly. You look what he did for France in the Nations League. He was the only he pulled that out of the bag for them, no doubt about it.
Really, absolutely.
That goal bent it around. What's the keeper's name? Simon, is it?
Simon, brilliant goal.
No one in that France team was playing badly. Like, Mbappe was playing well, and Benzema, but he was the one who did it. He was the man. He stood up to the plate. But yeah, him and Mo Salah are streets ahead at the moment, I think, of any footballers in the world at the moment.
For me, Dixon, you took the words out of my mouth. The exact two players, as I told Elliot before, I said Benzema has to be in this conversation. He really does have to be in it. The goals and assists this guy has done, as you say, he's turned that France team right around. Obviously, they won, of course, against Spain. But if, as you say, brilliant goal, the assist as well for Mbappe, the winner, he's just a phenomenon. But when it comes to Salah as well, he's playing, as we know, in the Premier League. I'd say the Premier League is streets ahead of any other league. And he's continuing performing week in, week out, better and better and better, season in, season out. Even when he was depleted last year, Elliot, he's still banged in goals. And this season again. Yeah, and again, this season, he's just banging in goals with great assists, as well as goal against Watford the weekend, another one against City. The one against Watford, just outstanding skill, finesse on the finish. It's very hard to argue between the two. I would be along with Dixon, where I'd be having to join, I would say, Benzema and Salah. But, you know, it's very hard. Like, other players there, Lewandowski, would he come into the recognition? Haaland?
Yeah.
I think, just based on stats, yeah, absolutely. Lewandowski, you're probably going to say, based on the stats. But I think Benzema and Salah, not that they're similar types of players, but they actually create things as well around the box and the... And just in general play, they create chances for others. Whereas Lewandowski, yeah, he does it, but he's just more of an out-and-out poacher. Haaland, kind of similar, like, just has an eye for goal. Whereas I think Benzema and Salah, kind of, they're almost number 9s and number 10s. And Salah obviously plays out wide as well. So that's what I think is just edging it for me with Salah and Benzema. They're just better footballers, if you know what I mean, than the likes of Lewandowski and Haaland, who are just... clinical finishers, killers in front of goal.
Yeah, no, I think I'm on your way. You're on my wavelength. I'm on yours, Dixon. When it comes to Benzema in particular, I think, you know, his eye for a pass, vision. He did it for years at Real Madrid, where he got abused for. But he, yeah, as Ronaldo said, he was the guy that basically, even though he didn't assist all of them, he did assist the goals with his movement. And I just look at him this season, last year. He just, even though with age, he just seems to be even getting better and better. One of the most, if not the most underrated striker of all our generation anyway. I just think he's absolutely world-class. Salah, though, Elliot, just sticking with Mo for a minute here. I'm with you on this here when it comes to the contract. You got to offer him, you know, even if he asked for, I'm not saying he would ask for 400,000, but if he did, Liverpool didn't spend enough money to really put an argument against, oh, well, hang on there, we spent X amount on this player, that player, this player. You brought Konate in for, you know, less than 30 million at the, like, you know, on the, I think there's add-ons that I get above that. But surely you got to go all out and keep Mo Salah.
Yeah, like we've been a selling club in the past. You speak about, you know, Torres, Suarez, Alonso, Coutinho. We've been sell to buy. We've been sold to buy a lot of time, and that's, you know, but recently, the fact that Klopp's there and we're building something, maybe Salah does want to stay. I really hope FSG don't want to cash in on him, because if you're looking at it from their point of view, are they, I'm just worried they're looking at it and saying, look, he's 29, this is the most money we'll ever get from. I'm worried they're thinking about that, and I don't trust FSG at all. We spoke about other podcasts and things like that, so I think he wants to stay, and I think if he stays at Liverpool, that's when he's, I think Salah's mad about the individual awards as well. And he's mad about Champions League. I think you've got a chance of winning big titles with Liverpool than you are with any other club, I think. And yeah, Benzema, brilliant. Lewandowski, brilliant. Haaland, brilliant. But this is the Salah love in tonight, boys. I just think about, he's a Premier League legend already. He's, like, 2 golden boots. He's the most goals in a 30-year Premier League game season. He's over 100 in Premier League goals already. Like, he has the same amount of goals as...
In 166 games with 38
assists. He has 104 goals in the Premier League in 90 less games than Drogba. I mean, we know how good Drogba was. Drogba was absolutely world class. And like, people don't realize the numbers that Salah has, they're actually ridiculous, the numbers are, lads.
Oh, the numbers are absolutely ridiculous. The contract situation here has to be...
They have to...
What is it? 2023?
I think so, yeah. But they need to, whatever he wants. I know. They have to meet him in the middle somewhere. That they really have to get this done. We've been doing well. I'm sure there's conversations going on, lads, because look, you know, Henderson signed a new contract, Alexander Arnold, Alisson, Fabinho, Robertson. I think Mane what the rumblings are that obviously Salah's contract is the one that's going on in the background. Mane as well.
Van Dijk.
Van Dijk was done. Van Dijk's contract.
Done.
Is, yeah.
Okay. Alisson, was he done?
Alisson was done. Trent was done. Fabinho's done. They're all signed up. Robertson's done. Long-term contracts as well. Henderson was sorted out in the end. So I'm sure the talks have gone on. Because I think Liverpool last season, they've gone, but look, we're not going to sign a lot of players, but we're going to consolidate what we do have. But you really, really have to get this. I will be sick. I will puke if we don't get this done.
Just what you're saying about, like, some players just have this desire to play for Real Madrid or Barcelona. Like, it's not necessarily that, they're playing for Liverpool. They're probably playing for one of the best, a better team than Barcelona or Real Madrid at the moment. But look at, Ronaldo left us to play for Real Madrid. I'm not saying, I don't know what Salah's mindset is and how he feels about them clubs, but look at Mbappe trying to leave probably the best PSG side ever to go play for Real Madrid, who aren't great like at the moment. So sometimes it isn't just a contract, and it is actually about the desire of the player, and he needs to experience new things or win a different league or to prove to himself or something. So it'd be interesting to see what happens.
Maybe he wants to experience it. Maybe he wants to prove himself at a different level, in a different country, because he's playing the highest level. If he wants to test himself in the highest level of games against the highest level of opposition, he's in the Premier League. That's what he's doing. That's what I'm thinking.
He's done very well in Italy with Fiorentina, Roma. He got his move. But he didn't cost Liverpool a hell of a lot of money, Elliot.
No, it was 35 and 40 million.
Steve. I think it was 37 million in total, right? And Dixon, if you're looking at, he's 29 now, as Elliot said. But with players nowadays, with all the modern, technology and the system, the backroom staff and teams they have there, a player at 29 could still be in his, look at Ronaldo at 36, Thiago Silva 37, Benzema, what is he, 34, going 35. Well, yeah, that's a given, isn't it? But you're looking at these great players and this continue to keep going. Surely if you're FSG, he didn't cost you that much and he's given you so much more, well above the profit margin at the moment. Surely you'd want to do anything in your power to go, look, Mo, we'll meet you here at this, and look, maybe add-ons or bonuses extra to keep him. Wouldn't you think so?
Yeah, look, they're going to have to sort us out quickly because, going into the last year or whatever. But I think sometimes if a player is kind of stalling on a contractor or whatever and then they get the big contract, that really hurts their, motivation. Like, you look what happened to Ozil at Arsenal, Alexis Sanchez at Arsenal and United. I think sometimes if a player's just nailed on and wants to stay at the club, they'll sign it no matter what. Not no matter what, but, obviously they'll have some terms that they want, but if he's holding out saying, look, I'm a 500,000 a week player, which he probably is, compared to some of the salaries in the league at the moment, he 100% is and should be the highest paid player in the league, no doubt about it. But then sometimes is his motivation kind of elsewhere? That'd be my only worry for Liverpool. Look, I think I want to see Salah in the league still. I think he's quality. I love watching. But we don't know what he's thinking. Liverpool are I think Salah's in the driving seat at the moment.
But Elliot, then, I have to agree there with Dixon on that one. I do think he is in the driving seat. As you say, Real Madrid, maybe their targets are looking elsewhere next summer, which could give you a bit of light, which is Mbappe and Haaland. Mbappe on a free. Haaland only have to pay £68 million on his release clause. So
there's a cheaper option, which is crazy.
Yeah, and there's rumours been going around that, Real Madrid were willing to offer the likes of Asensio or Vinicius or Hazard in a swap deal plus cash for Salah. So, but that's in the Spanish outlets and they're not very reliable. But PSG maybe will want to go, look, if when Mbappe goes, we can offer Salah, 600,000. Potentially to go and play with Messi and Neymar. Is that something that, a player, even though you're playing in what you'd call it, people call it in brackets a farmer's league, but to play with such brilliant players, is that hard to turn down?
It's definitely a draw. I am worried. I'm not 100% because I just don't trust FSG. I'm not 100% this will get over the line, but I'm very pessimistic when it comes to this sort of thing. I just the way I am. But it's definitely a draw. Looking at, you know, Messi, Neymar playing with top players like that, to play in Paris, to go back and play the baller that is Wijnaldum, you know.
I genuinely don't think he'd go to PSG. I think he's actually got more ambition than that. I think it's Spain or nowhere.
You think so?
Madrid or nowhere for Salah, I think.
And do you think then, Dixon, with the likes of Mbappe and Haaland nailed on nearly to go to Real Madrid, does that then give Liverpool a bit of light?
Yeah, obviously that really helps them, and it's looking good for Liverpool at this moment in time, especially because historically, like Elliot said, it's been those kind of South American players that have wanted to go to Spain to play for Madrid and Barcelona. But I can see if it's going to happen, I think it's, they're going to get Mbappe and Salah rather than Mbappe and Haaland. But it's really up to the player. Like, we don't know what he's thinking. We don't know what way it is. So I know Elliot's saying FSG is the worry, but I think also you have to say Salah's the worry as well. I think it's 50-50. But FSG are going to be the ones that are going to really have to put the money on the line and put the money where their mouth is, basically.
That's the whole point, isn't it? Like, well, as I was saying there earlier, Dixon, they have no really excuse with only buying one player last summer.
Exactly, yeah.
COVID seems to, they keep using the excuse of, you know, COVID and, you know, turnover and things like that, but every other team has been spending money. It's like COVID only affecting Liverpool. You know, every other team has been spending money.
Is that because of the baseball, lad? Do you think because they focus on their baseball team too much and, you know, they get abuse over there?
They're getting abuse from the baseball fans as well. Now, don't make me go into detail on this because I wouldn't be able to. But no, I just think it's a no-brainer. Can I get the deal done? Like, if people are saying,
get the home run.
Yeah. You say, like, look, people are saying, look, if they give Salah a mad amount of money, it'll upset the apple cart and things. I don't think there's, the players know how good he is. If there's any player that deserves that money, as you said, Dixon, I know it's mad money, it's crazy money, but that's what they're being paid these days. He is worth that money.
I think he's well worth the money. And I think Liverpool are lucky, I think, in a situation, I don't know what you boys think here, I'm sure you might have a think about it, but I think Jurgen Klopp is a massive draw for any player. I know Salah's been with him for a long time, but Klopp has got the best and made Salah the player he is, even more so. Like, he is, in my opinion, as I say, with Benzema, the best player in the world. Definitely streets ahead in the Premier League as the best player. Klopp surely has to have a draw there for any player, including Salah right now, to say, look, to the board, if you offer him this, I know he'll stay because he wants to stay working with me.
Yeah, big time. And the fact that they've won things together as well, Ken, it's not as if, you know, he just gets on with them and plays well in them. They've actually won big trophies together. And that's another draw from this. And again, you said Klopp. I know you really highly rate Klopp as well. But yeah, big draw for a player to have a manager like that. To play under a world-class manager who obviously gets the best out of them. Like, Salah came to Liverpool. He was a good player. He's done well in Italy, but he wasn't doing this. He wasn't getting these freak amount of numbers.
Absolutely not.
So that's, he's winning things with Klopp. I think they obviously have a good relationship as well, you know, and they always, if ever Salah's having any trouble where he's getting, you know, scrutinized in the media, which he will, you know, Klopp's always very, very aggressively backing him up or, you know, defending him as he, you know, which is, seemed to have a great relationship there and a good draw for a player.
I think so. And Dixon, what would your thoughts be there on that one?
Yeah. Like Elliot said, it's obvious that Klopp's a massive pull when it comes to players and renewing contracts. And you can see how, like Elliot said, when Salah was getting stick in the media, if we're going down too easy or not scoring in a big game or something like that, Klopp is always there to defend him. So 100%. Like, if Liverpool let Salah go, like, who are they going to replace him with? Like, do you know what I mean? That's what FSG need to be looking at. Like, yeah, they can let him go and get whatever. I don't know. He'll be in his last year of his contract whenever. They're only going to get maybe 78 million from then. But, like, there's no 70 or 80 million player that can replace Salah and replace those goals and assists and numbers. That's what they need to look at. So, if it's going to cost them an extra 20 million a year or 10 million a year, on salary-wise on Salah, it's worth it. So, it's a no-brainer, really.
100%.
Yeah, there isn't really another, let's say, as Dixon said, you probably get between 80 to 100 million max on his last year of his deal. Is there really a player that can hit the numbers like that Salah hits that would be available? I don't think so. Like I look in the Premier League now, Salah, I think it's streets ahead. I do think there's other players there that go under the radar a bit like that get great numbers like Son.
Mari Gray.
Yeah, Mari Gray. He's had a great start, but some of that was Townsend. But I would have said, coming to talk about a top class, world class player, Son would be up there. Mane, Lukaku, Ronaldo, of course. But I think at the moment, in this moment, I think Salah's name is surely got to be in the Ballon d'Or list, Elliot.
Yeah, I think he's missed the cut-off point this year, hasn't he? But yeah, for next year, he's on course for it. There's so much talk about at the minute. Sorry, Kenny.
Is it harsh to say he's missed the cut-off with the amount of...
I know he's nominated, Kenny, but I think it's already decided based on the previous season and based on what people won. The fact that we didn't win a trophy last season, I think that's the reason I'm saying he's missed the cut-off. The fact that Jorginho and Kante have won so much, Jorginho especially, I think it's based on last year rather than how he's doing. I think a lot of it is based on the trophies and international. That's why I think he won't win it. But yeah, like I said, I think he's on course for next year, if that makes sense. But hopefully he keeps the numbers up, but he has been. Hopefully he will. You could really see him win the Ballon d'Or. Hopefully it could happen. It'd be great to have another, not since Christopher.
Be the first African, would he, if he wins it? I'm not
100% sure on that one now, but
probably in the last 20 years anyway.
Definitely in the last, as you say, at least 20 years or more.
George Weah did it.
Do you think they're like Dixon that he's missed the cut, or do you think look at the amount of goals he scored last season, look at the individual performances as sort of sometimes over the years. Messi won it from individual performances, and he mightn't have got, let's say, a trophy at that club. But he, like Salah now, again, great start to the season. As I said, 10 goals, 4 assists. Hit how many goals last year, Elliot? 22
in the league.
And that's with a deflated Liverpool side. Should he be in the conversation of maybe top 5-10 before the cutoff is made?
Yeah, you'd definitely be in the top 10, but like Elliot said, like he won't win it this year. There's players there that have probably scored maybe more goals in the league in their respective leagues. So I don't think he's going to get it, but it's all set up for him to win it this year. If Liverpool go on and win the league and he scores 20, 30 odd goals, and then maybe he can lead Egypt to the African Cup of Nations as well. He's nailed on for 10, like if that happens. So, and it'd be great to see him win it because his numbers in the last 5 seasons and consistency is ridiculous. So, and that's tough to say coming from a United fan. Like,
I want to get you saying that as a ringtone for some reason, Dixon. But it's been a long while coming, though, lads. Like a lot. Like I'm not saying ye lads. You've always said Salah or whatever top player, but he wasn't getting the recognition. Last couple of seasons, the kind of way I thought it was, people were late off the mark to actually go on. People were saying, look, his touch is off and all this. He's banging in all these goals. I just think he's been doing this for four. This is the fifth season. This is the fifth season he's doing it.
I think though he's doing more though this season. I think he's creating goals. He's not going down as easy as well. Like, remember, he was getting a tough time with that a couple of years ago.
That's a big point.
There's no controversy around him. He's just getting on with it, I think. Just banging in goals,
I agree with Dixon there, Elliot. And the reason why I think a certain other player didn't get the, let's say, what Salah was getting, the tag of the diver, Harry Kane would have been just as bad. But because he's English, he got away with it a lot more, if you get me. But Kane was banging in the goals too at the same time, and he would have got more recognition for being English, but even with the diving, he still got away with it a bit more than Salah, even though it was the same thing, if you get me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. My point is just that, look, I know you can. It's just, this is the fifth season he's doing these numbers. That's all. Crazy. It's ridiculous. The 5 seasons in a row doing these sort of numbers, it's crazy.
No, look,
he could get a third goal. He could well easily get a third goal and boot.
He probably like at this moment in time, he's on course to definitely
the favorite, I'd say.
He'd be the favorite to beat Lukaku, Ronaldo.
I don't think Vardy will keep up those numbers.
I don't think he'll keep up those numbers either, Dixon. I agree. I think I think Vardy will hit probably close to the 20 goal mark. I think a few others may hit the 20, Ronaldo's or Lukaku's, but I think Salah is on course to hit more. You know, I think he's on course to hit 25, 30, the way he's going. And with the Liverpool side that are back together, Elliot, you can really see him and Mane the weekend there. I know it's and Firmino against Watford. I know not the greatest team, not the greatest side in the world or whatever, but they seem to just click again. The Salah with the assist for the first goal, like
it was a joy to watch. It's good to see all the players scoring. Like Firmino got a hat trick. Firmino's off the mark, doing well this season. He has been injured as well. He has a good few goals in the league. Jota's done well. Mane has 6 goals in 10 games, as I said to you a few times, Kenny. They're all scoring goals. So if you're doing the business down that end as well, and the fact that you have Van Dijk back and things, it looks good for Liverpool. But it's just a small thing about Chelsea and City, which isn't a very, very small thing, of course.
Well, of course, yeah. But I'm just saying, if you look at Salah as the man here now, you look at the assists, as Dixon said, he's doing more than just score goals. He's creating chance. That assist the weekend,
of course, the goal he got against Watford, the goal he got against City. Like,
who's
doing that? What are players are doing stuff like that? That was ridiculous. It was unbelievable.
Benzema's the only one I can think of. Well, of course, Lewandowski scoring goals for fun.
Lewandowski
in the Bundesliga,
brilliant. Of course.
But I think the Bundesliga is about 3 tiers below the Premier League, bar if you're Bayern Munich, who could compete to win the league. I just think Premier League is way, way ahead, even on a cold Tuesday night in Burnley. It's going to be hard going to Leverkusen or these other clubs on a normal day, in my opinion. Just Salah, as Dixon said earlier on, well pointed out, he's doing more than just score goals, and his assists, his team play, I think he's just been a joy to watch. And as you said, he's 5 seasons now at doing this consistently, you know. I look at the Ballon d'Or sort of thing as well, Elliot, where players don't get the recognition that they should. For me this year, I can't get over how Edouard Mendy isn't in the top 30 even. He should be in the top 10 for me. For most, you know, what was the clean sheets in the Champions League. I think we conceded 4 goals through the whole lot. So, you know, I know Salah loves these individual awards, and it'll mean a lot. I think he is on course to, you know, if he keeps coming this way, to win it. And to do them numbers to keep up with Messi and Ronaldo, surely, you know, you deserve to be, you know, hitting it. I think he's got better and better and better. 29 years old, as you know, I think he could go on till 35 at Liverpool, playing with Klopp, if Klopp's still there and playing that way. I just think he's that good. I'm sure, like, would you agree with me there, Dixon, on that one?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you look at how he keeps himself in shape and condition he's in, he's a bit like Ronaldo, like that, like he's just chiseled.
Not afraid to show that off, is he?
No, he loves getting the shirt off.
I'd be going on with a stringer if he had one of those bodies, please.
Mankini. But yeah, hopefully we don't see that body at the weekend anyway. But if Salah can easily do it into his 30s and maybe late 30s, you can really see him dropping off into a number 10 role. It's a frightening prospect for the rest of the league if that contract gets signed.
Elliot, I'll come to you for my last point on it. Is Salah, as Dixon just said there, just mentioned Man United, Salah has done it against the big sides consistently. Scored goals for fun against the big side and turned up against the big name sides. That doesn't get mentioned enough, in my opinion.
Yeah, even this season, Kenny, I know he got a penalty against Yee, but he still hit the back of the net. He scored that goal against City. He scored in the Champions League final, semi-finals of the Champions League. He scores against the big teams, United. He scored good few goals against Everton as well. So he's also in the
Chelsea. Business. He's got a good few against Chelsea.
Yeah, he has, yeah, and that's obviously his former club as well. But that's something that, like, if he is scoring goals, they'll always try and take something. Like, you know, if he's scoring 20 goals, they'll say, look, oh, well, he hasn't scored against the big teams, or they might say, oh, he's scored too many penalties. Salah ticks every box all the time.
Every box for me as well. And we'll finish on one word. It's a yes or no. Dixon, I think me and you have to get off the fence for this one.
Ooh, come on.
Right, that's me included, Dixon. That's me, not just you, that's me included.
And Chrissy's already on it there as well.
Well, yeah, Chrissy has a hamstring injury tonight, so we'll let him off. Is Mo Salah the best in the world currently? Elliot?
Yes.
Dixon?
You go ahead there first, John.
No, I asked you the question there. Go ahead.
Come on, boy. He's more fancied.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Oh, I'd have to agree. I like that.
I have to agree. I'd say yes. I think he is, just because of what the league he's playing in, and just consistently doing that. I think right now he is just, I mean, a fingernail ahead of Benzema. Fingernail. But we have to get off the fence. We have to get off the fence, and that's three yeses for Mo Salah. So we'd love to hear what the fans think, and let us know on Instagram and Facebook. We'll be very interested to know everybody what your opinions are, and list the names off if you think anyone else is. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, lads.
Thanks for listening to the Flatback 4 podcast. Let us know what you think. Is Mo Salah the best player in the world? Who would you have ahead of him?